Hello, my friend. I'd like to tell you a story, a fantasy I have about you. Would you like to hear? Okay. But there's a catch. You are to stroke your cock throughout my story, and you cannot come until the end, when I specifically tell you to come. Do you understand? Good. Start stroking your cock. I lead you into my room by the hand and guide you over to near my bed. Then I turn from you, close the door. I smile as I flip the lock. I want you all to myself, I say, as I take a few steps back to you. I lean in, and my lips come so close to yours, you can almost taste me. But I playfully deny you that kiss for the moment. You're startled when I push you backwards onto the bed. You fall softly onto a padded mattress, soft sheets, and feather pillows. I laugh and say with a sly smile, "Not so fast. I want to tease you a little first." I turn around and give you a nice view of my ass and sway my hips a little to an imaginary beat and guide my hand over one cheek. I then reach up and slowly unzip the back of my dress. I watch your eyes as they follow my hands gliding down to my back, slowly exposing the pale skin that lies beneath it. I let my little black dress slip down to the ground and quickly kick it to you. It lands on your lap, and you can smell my beautiful floral scent all around you. You look up to see my black and purple lace bra cupping my breasts and failing to conceal my hardening nipples. Your eyes move down over my stomach and down to my hips. There lies a matching black and purple lace thong, as well as a black garter belt that struggles to hold up my black high thigh stockings. Your head starts to spin with pleasure, and your heart starts racing as I start to walk towards you. "I wore this specifically for you," I say. "Do you like it?" You nod without even thinking. "I thought you would," I say. I smile and crawl into the bed, slowly inching closer to you, our eyes locked. I bare my teeth in a seductive smile as I crawl right on top of you and straddle your lap. You reach for me, but I grab both of your hands and push them above your head and lean in and kiss you. We share a long, passionate kiss, and then you hear the sounds of the handcuffs locking around your wrists. I giggle through our entangled lips. "Now you are all mine to do with as I please," I say. You look up to find yourself securely cuffed to the headboard of my bed. I grab your face and look directly into your eyes. "And there is nothing you can do about it," I say. I release your face and unbutton your shirt, revealing your hard chest and stomach to me. I glide my hands up and down your abdomen, tracing my fingers over your abs and pecs, my fingers finding your nipples and gives them a gentle pinch before I go in and kiss them. I guide my tongue over one before I go down, kissing and licking your skin, down past your abs and your cute belly button. I also run my hands down your sides and then finally grab your hips. My lips stop right above your belt. I look up at you and see you're breathing hard and your eyes wide with anticipation of what might come next. I keep my eyes locked on you, give you another sly smile, and run my hand over a very noticeable bulge in your pants. You throw your head back and grunt with sudden pleasure, and then whimper when I take my hand away. I wait a few seconds just to let the desire build back up, and replace my hand over your bulge. You breathe heavy and buck your hips, longing to get more. I take my hand away and undo your belt. You look down at what I'm doing and hoping that what you desperately want is coming. But I don't undo your pants. Instead, I slide out the belt, take hold of the metal end, and lash you across the stomach with the leather end. You're taken by surprise, and you naturally try and curl yourself into a ball to protect your body. But I hold your legs in place with my body weight, and your wrists strain against the cuffs. You moan and whimper, and I grab your hair and lock eyes with you again. I gently smile at you, plant a soft kiss on your lips, and say, "Don't be greedy, my pet. I promise to pleasure you and let you come, but only if you're good." You nod your head and tell me you're sorry. I scoop back down your lap and gently kiss the mark the belt left. I scoot down even more and continue to rub that bulge. That looks so nice, pet. But not yet. I back up off the bed and turn away from you. You watch my ass sway side to side as I walk. You like my ass, don't you, pet? I bend over and I give myself a spank. I let out a little whimper and I look back at you. My hand then slides up my side and up to unhook my bra. I toss it aside and turn around to let you have your first glimpse of my perfect teardrop-shaped breasts. They're even better than you imagined. I crawl back on top of you and put them right above your lips, just out of reach. You try, but you strain against the cuffs to no avail. I laugh. "How bad do you want them?" I ask, while I slowly lower them and let you lick just one nipple. I moan a little and drag my fingers down your chest. You beg me to let you suck them. I smile down at you and see the desperate longing spelled out on your face. My smile widens and I lower myself onto your lap and lean forward, letting you have full access to them with your face and mouth. I moan as you suck and lick my breasts, paying special care to my nipples. That's when I grind my pussy against your bulge. You immediately stop what you're doing in surprise and moan from the sudden sensation. But I smack you across the face and say, "Did I tell you to stop?" I cup the back of your head with my hand and force your face back into my breasts as my hips keep a steady rhythm. You squirm under me and I can feel your cock pulse through your pants. Your pulses excite my clit through my panties and my own excitement grows. My hands quickly slide down and find their way to your pants button. I hop off your lap, rip off your pants and underwear, and finally expose your cock. I smile up at you and take it into my hands and immediately start stroking it. Your moans and whimpers get louder and you try to keep your hips from bucking. That's when I open my mouth and give it a good long lick. I let out a soft moan. And take your cock into my mouth. You watch my head vigorously move up and down your cock, keeping a strong suction that it pops when I pull back. I occasionally take your entire length into me, tighten my throat around your head, and slowly pull back, sucking hard the whole way up to your head. I spit the extra moisture onto the head and quickly stroke the whole length to spread out the warm lubricant. Some of it escapes my grip and runs down over your balls. I look up at you, and you tell me you're getting close. I smile, and my hands speed up. I gather more wetness into my mouth and spit it onto the top. And it slides down to be caught by my hand and to be spread over you. I take your head into my mouth and squeeze it as I suck. My hand continues to stroke the rest of your exposed cock. Inside my mouth, my tongue dances, tracing the curves and teases the underside of your head. I feel your dick getting suddenly even harder. Your breathing quickens. I feel your muscles tensing up, and you scream that you're coming. I immediately stop my head from moving and prepare to take your load into my throat. But my hands continue to glide up and down your dick, desperately pumping away in hopes of a sweet reward. That's what I feel. The hot rush stream into my mouth. I keep stroking and sucking hard, desperate for every drop of your delicious cum. Your dick pulses in my hands, and both of us slow down. Come back to reality. I let go of your dick and direct your attention to me. I open my mouth, and I show you your cum. I wiggle my tongue around a little, just to tease you a little more. And then I close my mouth, and I swallow. Delicious. Thank you, pet. Now, my friend, now you may come. Let it out. Come. Come hard. Good boy.